Welcome to Breakthrough Radio, a global business radio show where smarter strategies deliver breakthrough results by adding an entrepreneurial touch driving today's profits. Now, get ready for three powerful breakthrough segments with Michelle Price.
Good morning and welcome to Breakthrough Radio. This is Michelle Price, and we are coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today. On Breakthrough Radio, we will be celebrating 6 years of talking about how to master the inner and outer game of business. Well, it is time for us to pop over and talk with Don Cooper, the sales heretic, on our breakthrough tip this morning and learn how to determine the ideal prospect. You know, Don, you picked a perfect topic leading into the last quarter of the year. There's so many people that are starting to realize that their customers have shifted and they're having to look at, are we actually selling to the right customer or prospect right now with all the changes that have gone on inside companies as well as outside of them?
And anybody who's asking that question is at least ahead of the game, because I've talked with so many people, professionals and business owners who don't even have that concept. I ask them, who is your customer? Who is your prospect? And they say, everybody. And that's the absolute worst possible answer, because nobody can sell to everybody. Not even Microsoft, not even Southwest, not even, you know, the biggest, most successful company in the world can sell to everybody. So it's important to understand who is your ideal prospect, because when you can focus your marketing and your prospecting efforts on your best possible prospects, that's when you will get the best possible return for your time, your efforts, and your money that you've invested in the process. So here are two questions to start with. What problems do you solve, and what benefits do you create? Think about your customer's perspective. What are the real problems that you alleviate, and what are the real results that you deliver? How does that impact a prospect? So if I'm your prospect, how does that problem that you solve manifest for me? Or the benefits you create, how does that affect me in my life, my business? Think about those things from your customer's perspective, and then ask yourself, okay, who most needs that? So who's suffering from these problems that we solve the most? Who has the biggest problem with this? Or alternatively, who most needs these benefits that we create the most? Who most appreciates this that we do? Who needs the results that we create the most? And then another important question to ask yourself is, what makes me different from my competition? What is it that makes you different? And it has to be something. And then ask, well, who most appreciates that? In other words, who most appreciates what you do the way you do it? Do you have longer hours of operation? Are you cheaper? Do you have a certain specialty based upon your industry experience? What is different about you versus your competitors? What makes your product or service different? How does that difference impact a customer? And who would most value that particular difference? And one final question is, who can afford you? This is an important question, because let's say you're starting out your business. You might have lower prices than your competitors because you don't have the track record that they do. But the case, you might want to go after customers who can't afford the competition, so you become a better fit for their budget. Alternatively, you might be more expensive than your competition because you've got higher quality or more experience or whatever the reason, in which case you don't want to go after low-budget customers. You want to go after high-income earners or businesses with a large budget for this particular line item. So how budget-friendly are you? Who can afford you? There's no point in marketing to companies and people that can't hire you if you're expensive. At the same time, there's no point in marketing to businesses and consumers who are looking to spend a lot of money on something if you're cheap. There's a disconnect there. So using those questions, start to determine a demographic profile of your ideal prospect. Demographics are the things people have in common. They're ways to define and differentiate a population. Let's say you are a business-to-business company. Some of the demographic criteria you might look at are the industry or profession, the geographic area, the age of the business, the business's target market, size of the company in terms of workforce or annual revenues, number of locations, franchise versus independent, business type like manufacturing, service, distribution, retail, restaurants. All of those are demographic criteria. Look at those criteria and figure out which of these are we suited to, which of these most needs our product or service. If, by contrast, you're marketing to consumers, there are a wide range of consumer demographics you might consider. A person's age, sex, race or ethnicity, their education level, their geographic area, whether they're urban, suburban, rural, their housing type, whether they're a homeowner or renter, their marital status, their family status, number of children, religion, height, weight, health status, hobbies, pets, types of jobs. They're all different kinds of ways to segment the market. Based on all these different demographic criteria, what criteria best defines your ideal prospect? It was most likely to say, yes, I want that when presented with your product or service. And here's how this helps you with your marketing and your sales. Let's say you're a business-to-business company, and your target market or one of your target markets are Hispanic-owned businesses. Well, in almost every major city, there's a Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and that is an ideal place for you to market and to prospect because your target market is right there. And what makes it powerful is that you can create marketing and sales materials that are specific to that market, that speaks their language, that addresses their issues, that focuses on their specific fears and concerns, their specific hopes and dreams. The more you can tailor your marketing message and your prospecting efforts to your market's language, to your market's lifestyle, to your market's thinking, the more effective that messaging is going to be, which means you will get a lot fewer rejections and a lot more interest, resulting in a lot more sales. And those sales will happen a lot faster because you're speaking your prospect's language. So when you focus on a very tightly defined demographic market, you can relate specifically to their issues using their language. So look at these demographic criteria and see how you can apply 1, 2, 3, even 4 different criteria to narrow down your market. This is not to say you will never sell to anybody who's not in that specific ideal prospect profile, but you're going to focus on that because that's where you get the biggest returns for your efforts. Knowing your ideal market makes it easier and faster for you to market and prospect, which makes it easier and faster for you to close more sales.
It has been such a blessing having you with Breakthrough Radio for what now, 5 years now. So I want to thank you for being willing to be here and help listeners understand what they need to do to be really smart with their sales strategies. You're a wonderful part of everyone's team.
My pleasure, Michelle.